Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. In this episode, I am going to be talking to you about four tips to controlling your tongue today. Now, you know what I like to do. I like to break down words. And so in this episode, the word is going to be control. All right. So by definition, it is the power to influence or direct people's behavior or course of events. It's also to have power over, and it means to exercise restraint. So when I think about to exercise restraint, I think about self-control, right? And really, self-control is all about having and practicing controlling yourself. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up with a verse, and this is going to be coming from Proverbs 25:28. And it says, a person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. Now, when we go back to the Old Testament, a lot of times the way that they protected themselves was because they had these walls, these really big, high, thick walls that were built up to protect them, right, from the enemy. And so self-control and controlling our tongues can protect us from damaging relationships, saying things to others that can hurt them, hurting others with our words, you know, saying things that are derogatory or sinful and that can stifle or hinder our witness. And just controlling our tongues is really a biblical thing. I mean, this is why I think this is so important for us to talk about today, because it can have damaging effects, you know, or it can just have us feeling horrible at the end of a conversation or an argument or, you know, all the things. And so I think this is really good. And so without further delay, we're going to go ahead and jump in. So number one is going to be cursing. Yep, we're going to talk about it. This may not be your struggle, but it just might be your struggle. Or maybe one day you may find yourself getting to a place where you're so upset, so bothered, so mad that you actually do curse. Maybe it's a part of your everyday conversation. I was there at one time. Hey, I was a professing believer. I'm like, you know, hey, I go to church, I sing in a choir, I do all the things. And this was over 20 years ago. However, you know, I had a struggle with cursing, but God got a hold of me with the verses, with some scriptures and a teaching and all of that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that that was wrong. I didn't know that I was sinning, really, you know? And so the Bible tells us it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. So once I learned about it, I realized that that could not be a part of my everyday speech. It could not be a part of just conversations. Even when I was angry, because when I was upset, I felt like it was justified. I felt like I could go ahead and curse, you know, and I was fine. But then the Lord, like I said, showed me the verses and I was like, oh my gosh. And I heard a message and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm sinning. And so Colossians 3:8, it says, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Okay. Another verse in Ephesians 4:29, it says, don't use foul or abusive language. Instead, let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Oh my gosh. Is that not weighty? Is that word not weighty? It was weighty for me. And so if you are, because I was doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, I was saying like the harsh words. I was saying all the things. I'm like, until the Lord got a hold of me and I realized I needed to change. I realized that I needed to practice self-control. I needed to be delivered and set free from that. But he wants us to stop. And he wants us to stop even the borderline curse words. Because sometimes people I will find and I will hear them and they will just say stuff like, because it's in the Bible. And you'll even hear it in movies too sometimes. Because it's in the Bible, they feel like they can go ahead and say it. And I'm going to say some of the words, but I'm not going to curse, okay? But stuff like hell, they'll use it out of context. They're in the Bible. Okay. These words are in the Bible. A-S-S is in the Bible. D-A-M-N is in the Bible. B-A-S-T-A-R-D is in the Bible, right? But it's when we use it out of context, it's considered abusive language. It's considered foul language. It's considered dirty language. And so if we use it like the world, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, right? But be ye transformed and renewed in your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so if God is telling us, don't be conformed to this world, he does not want us to use the same things that they're doing in regards to derogatory language. Okay. So be mindful of that. And then it also tells us to flee the appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 and 23, it says, stay away from every kind of evil. So God is calling us to get rid of that stuff. Now we're going to move on to point number two. This one is lying. Now, you maybe listen to this the same way like cursing, but I'm going to talk about some issues of the mouth and of the tongue because I think it's something that we need to talk about today. And so Colossians 3:9, it says, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. So don't lie to each other. If you're in conversation and all of a sudden you hear yourself or feel yourself about to lie, or maybe you just lied, either just don't say it, don't release it, don't let it go. Like think about it, give it enough time before you release it out. Or if you have already lied, just take it back. Basically, what I mean by this is retract it in a way where saying, you know what? That wasn't true, what I just said. I don't know what I was thinking about, but that's not true. Just write immediately, like cut it immediately. The enemy is the father of lies. Satan is the father of lies. And so if you feel like you've gotten into a habit of lying, then I want you to stop. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been with someone that is a compulsive liar, you know how disgusting and frustrating that is, right? Because it's like, why don't they just tell the truth? Like, why are they lying to me? Don't lie to each other. And so he's saying, strip that off because you are new. You are new in Christ. You are a new creature. You are born again. You are changed and we are being changed every moment of the day, right? And so with that being said is that let it go. If this is a struggle for you, remember the word of God. And even the Bible tells us it's a command, right? Thou shalt not lie. And so Jesus says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Show me that you love me by keeping my commandments. Those commandments are still true to this day. Okay. So, and guess what? His commands are not burdensome. This is not a weight. This is not burdensome. He's never going to put something on us. This isn't legalism. He's never going to put something on us that is not coming from him. That's not coming from the throne room of heaven, because he knows that when we lie, we're not helping anyone. It's not good. God is good. He's all good. And so he's saying, get rid of that. Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to share two more tips on how to control the tongue today. So stay tuned for more. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and dive into these last two tips on controlling your tongue today. So number three is going to be managing your anger in conflict. And this is all about watching your emotions when you are upset. Ephesians 4:26, a lot of us are familiar with it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. It says, but be angry, but sin not. So God knows that we're going to get upset. He knows that we're going to be angry. This is an emotion, but he says, get rid of anger. I talked about that earlier. And he also tells us to be angry, but sin not, because he knows sometimes we are going to. But when he says, don't be angry, it's all about watching it. It's like, let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay. Because if your anger goes too far, it's just not good. It can get sinful. You can start hitting, lashing out at people, saying things, doing things that's just not good. And so sometimes with our mouths and with our words, we can use harsh words or we can say things that are going to hurt people. Okay. Even what we say is going to hurt people. And so Ephesians 4:31 and 32 says, it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So if you struggle with anger, all right, and this is something, let me tell you something. I struggle with anger. I do. And so God has to remind me, hey, bring it down, stop, manage it, reel it in, get rid of it, don't sin through it, you know, all the things, because that is a struggle. And so I have to be reminded, I have to read books on it, I have to read scripture, I have to be, you know, just all the things, right? Because sometimes I can get really upset. So if you struggle with anger or cutting remarks, then let the word of God help. All right, so let's move on now to point number 4. And this is all about being mindful of your tone. Now, we're talking about the tongue here. So we have to be mindful of the tone. And for me, I'm guilty because I am a type A personality. Okay, that's just my build. That's my makeup. I don't make excuses for it because I do need to be mindful of my tone. And so if you're guilty of your tone being maybe a little too hard or too straightforward or too stern or too stiff or too stoic or whatever it is, then I want to encourage you to be mindful of it and bring it down. And so we want to replace that with being gentle or kind. And so if this is a struggle for you, then I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to be gentle. I have to do the same thing. And I know that this is a struggle for me, right? Because like I said, I'm a type A personality. So I have to practice that. And so that is something that we want to do. We want to be mindful of our tone. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this life-changing episode. I do want to encourage you to go ahead and grab my 52-week devotional that's called Inside Out with Courtney, growing 1 week at a time. You can also order it from my website at CourtneyRichard.com, or you can get it from Amazon. I'll also link it in the show notes for you, so make it an easy grab. But until next time, remember Jesus Christ is coming back. So let's be ready from the inside out. I'll talk to you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.